Seymour.
Yo.
I made you a sandwich.
You made me a sandwich?
Oh. Yeah.
You made me a sandwich.
Yeah, it's right out here. It's ready to go.
Can I see?
Yeah, come on.
You made that for me?
Yeah, that's for you. Can I take a bite? Take a fucking bite, man.
That's fucking delicious, dog.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love you, dude. That's for you, man. I fucking love you, man. I love you.
All right, and with that, we just wanted to celebrate Devin Palmer.
That was really long. Like, you don't realize how like long and drawn out that right? is, but it's for dramatic effect.
Well, Todd and I just had a conversation where we both decided that we love Devin Palmer. More precisely, we love that video. And that I think it's kind of it shows love between bros. So I love you, Todd.
Well, it's really just him making a sandwich for himself.
But I love you, Todd.
Okay, I love you too. I would give you a bite of my sandwich.
So is that how we should start the podcast right now?
Yes.
I think so. Because you know what? It's our show, damn it. We can do whatever we want. This is the Monday Mass
with Tuesday
Chris
Cote, edition.
And
I'm Todd.
The people out there.
Today's
I don't think they care what day it is.
They do because
I guess it's in the title.
It's inherent.
Well, that's a way to pigeonhole your podcast. If you call your podcast after a day of the week.
You did it.
I know. Well, it could have just been Action Sports Show Ass with Chris and Todd.
We've talked about this.
So many times.
Chris and Todd's Ass.
So let's just get into
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. It's like when somebody names their band when they're really young and it's some stupid name and then the band gets big, i.e. Foo Fighters. Named after what Nazis or what American pilots called unidentified potential Nazi aircraft that were supposed to be like UFOs.
Oh
shaped.
My God. Don't get me
They're
started.
Called, yeah, they were called Foo Fighters, hence became a terrible band name of a band that had, I will admit, their first album was pretty good. And then from then on out is Dave Grohl yelling at us, who apparently is a nice dude. They're all super nice guys in the band.
I met him once in Encinitas.
He's cool, right?
Super cool.
Arrest my case. No, I'm not going to get you started talking about UFOs.
Well, can I just
can I try it?
Is it for me?
Can I try it?
Joe Rogan's podcast from the other day about the guy that the Lazar guy who worked at the subsidiary of Area 51 is freaking
boring.
It's amazing.
Why?
It's really good, dude.
Don't care.
I know.
We have children sleeping in cages, okay? There's stuff happening on Earth that need to be addressed.
Your small brain can't handle what the potential is.
Don't care. Show me one, and then I'll care.
Do you want to talk about...
You want to start... Can I try it? Not the best start to a podcast.
It's kind of one of the better
But
ones.
Is it? You're right. Okay. OGO is one of our presenting sponsors. And Todd, let me tell you.
How was your big bag?
My big bag is so great. You know, this is not a big problem on a planetary scale. But when you travel with a skateboard, carrying the skateboard on the plane with you when you already have a backpack
and
like
you're
a
late
snack bag
to the flight.
And you can't, like, you skateboards do not fit well above your seat.
And it's awkward. You're like a 50-year-old man with a skateboard. You're just...
Right? And it's an awkward thing to carry. But it's a necessity when you travel. And my long story short, the skateboard fit in this bag. And my travels to Brazil were made so much easier thanks to OGO and this bag. It's called the Sled. If you travel with a skateboard and you like to bring a lot of shit with you like I do, you should get this bag. And you can get it at OGO.com. And you can enter the code MASS20 for 20% off. You can go to my Instagram in my story and you can see this bag. Todd, I'm getting you one of these bags.
I can't wait because I need it. Listen to this.
Yes, though, I'm listening.
Let's make a comparison. Like when you go on an airplane with a skateboard, right?
Right.
What's more awkward? You bringing your skateboard on the airplane or the people that bring their ski boots and their helmet on the airplane and then their smelly ass freaking ski boots, they're trying to put those up in the overhead and then they've got their freaking helmet for some reason. They couldn't put their helmet and their ski boots in their regular bag.
If you had a sled bag, you could put all that in the
bag.
Yeah. What about... And I've had this has happened to me twice. Open the thing or watch. You've precariously put your skateboard in the overhead compartment. Somebody gets on late and they're trying to put their bag in. God. And you look over, you're like, don't do it. And they open it up and the skateboard falls out.
Like onto somebody?
I've seen my skateboard has fallen onto someone's head. And somebody got mad at me. I'm like, that fool opened it. Like, it's not my fault. Objects shift in the baggage thing.
I've gotten to, this was in international, I think I was in Paris and Charles de Gaulle airport, and I went to go through security with the skateboard and they're like, you can't have this, you gotta go back and check in. And it was already like a Parisian clusterfuck of check-in.
He just threw it away.
No, I'm just like, you can have it. He's like, well, we can't. I'm like, do you have kids? He's like, yes. I'm like, then you have a present for them right now. And he was super hyped.
Him being a stickler for the rules worked in his favor,
right?
But all that, you know, all that is a moot point. If you get this OGO sled bag,
you can put all kind. You can test the limits of weight dragging a bag.
Well, and the good part about the bag is that the bag itself is lightweight, so you're not wasting part of that 50-pound allowance on added bag mass.
We've all had bags that already are overweight before even putting anything in them.
So, thank you, OGO. Active Skin Repair. If you go to Active Skin Repair on the internet, you can put in MASS, M-A-S-S, in the discount code when you check out for 25% off.
I got an Active Skin Repair story.
Oh, good. Hit me with it. Daughter, hit all of us.
Daughter
with it.
Burned her fingers the other day in the kitchen.
Okay.
I said, hold, stay right there, and ran downstairs and got Active Skin Repair. Didn't blister.
Now, I'm not one to celebrate when my kids get hurt, but
you're
since
excited.
We are... sponsored by Active Skin Repair. When it does happen, is there that little, you're like, I can finally do something for this. I can do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Active Skin Repair. It really works. And they have a new line of baby products.
Active Baby Repair.
For diaper rash, you know, baby sunburn.
You know what the diaper, like, I wonder if they've got, if this stuff would work. You know when you get the, like, a wetsuit rash on your neck or under your armpits?
Oh, yeah. No, I've used it for that.
Active Skin Repair.
You can say ball rash on this program.
I don't get ball rash. my balls are
maybe
tough.
We're not trying hard enough.
I've got island balls.
When you surf, maybe you don't surf hard enough.
Do you think...
That sounded strange when you talked about your balls and I said maybe we're not trying hard enough.
What?
Somebody, yeah.
Do you think...
Somebody could...
Do you think people that like surf in trunks all the time have sexual. Like calloused nuts?
Sexual. yeah. And every time I've been on a tropical trip... I don't know, my skin, this is French-Irish skin, smooth, albeit
callousy nuts.
But when I go on a tropical surf trip, oh, I get pretty rashy. Pit, inner thigh, testes.
Stingy.
Yeah. So that is not going to happen
active
anymore.
Skin repair.
I have active skin repair.
We'll repair you.
Nanocraft CBD, Todd, you just burst in here saying that
need more than
you and
stuff.
Your wife.
The lavender night.
You be guzzling
CBD,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Well, it works great.
Every night.
And we're going to get you some more from
thanks.
Nanocraft CBD.
Thank you.
For those of you out there that don't have a podcast that is considered the greatest action sport podcast on the planet with great sponsors like Nanocraft CBD, you can go to nanocraftcbd.com and you can enter the code MASS15 and you can feel like you're sponsored
you
because
like
you're going to get
15%
off.
One of the 1% of the 2%.
I traveled to Brazil the last weekend, and I brought the little gel caps, the Nanocraft gel caps with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're concerned about traveling internationally with tinctures and rubs and all that that say CBD on it, you just get the gel caps from Nanocraft. You put them in a bag. Boom.
Boom.
Nondescript.
Boom.
And
there you go.
You're sleeping good. You're feeling good. So thank you, Nanocraft. New Wave Soda. What a better way to stay hydrated this summer.
With a little bit of caffeine.
And you got yourself a... got yourself a 12 pack right there.
12er.
With what flavors did you get? You got all all kinds of different.
An 11 pack.
I drank one, so you have an 11 pack. Blueberry, tangerine, grapefruit. You got the works.
I got the flavors.
Follow them on Instagram. I'll follow Wave them. Soda.
Don't. You need to ask me twice.
I got a couple reader questions, which we'll get to later.
Oh, I got good. Some.
Thankfully, you got some because I got a couple. They're not super good. Let's start with skate news because I just got back from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Wait, what? Did we already talk about Dutour?
We talked about Dutour for like 4 hours last week.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah. Got back from Sao Paulo, Brazil last night. Obrigado.
Are you stoked that you didn't have to stay for the WSL event?
No, I was having serious Oireo Pro FOMO because here's what it was supposed to be like, right? It was a gamble on behalf of myself and the WSL because basically I was going to Brazil. I'm on the entire Vans Park series, so you know, five stops and that's kind of job A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, job A is WSL, so we made the decision. Look. The contest at Sakurama usually doesn't run till the end, and you know, it was kind of like, we'll play the odds here. So I was going to do the Vans Park Series event and then fly straight from Sao Paulo to Rio to finish up the Oireo Pro. The Oireo Pro finished up without me. Can you believe they did that?
Sometimes
they
it happens.
Just ran the contest. It ran the contest from day one to day four, unprecedented, one of the first times ever.
And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, which we'll get to, but... Yeah, so I was supposed to still be in Brazil. Surf contest ended early. I flew home directly after the Vans Park Series event. It's kind of redundant at this point to tell you how amazing and just fun Brazilian skate fans are and surf fans.
Did you go to any of those backyard bowls that everyone was shredding?
I didn't on this trip. I kind of skated around in the streets a little bit, skated the park that the event was at, but it was so quick. I was literally there for 2.5 days.
Was that's pretty unusual to go to Brazil for 2.5 days.
That is right? Unusual. I think they thought I was some kind of international drug smuggler when I got home. Giant bag.
Huge bag.
A giant bag and like a small carry-on.
Did you have a surfboard bag too?
No, I didn't bring a surfboard. But the Vans Park Series event was nuts down there. I got a Tony Hawk put me on his Instagram with the kickflip challenge.
I saw it.
And I did it first try on his board, and he's riding like 60-millimeter wheels, so I felt good about myself. Did you watch the event?
Yeah, I did. I only watched the final.
So top three, Indiara Asp won for the women's, and she was ripping. But you didn't quite agree with that result.
It is debatable.
How did you think?
What was the Japanese girl's name? Sakura?
No. Sakura Yasuzumi? Yeah,
Sakura
Yasuzumi, high tech.
She got second place. There's no, I just don't think that you could have beat. I mean, she did a backside nose blunt, backside revert. She did a ton of tricks, like a ton of complicated tricks. She used the whole park.
Yeah.
She did 360 over the loaf. I mean.
The Sao Paulo loaf.
The Sao Paulo loaf. She won. I'm sorry, but I don't think that the young Brazilian girl, although she went very quickly through the park and she 50-50'd off the side of the thing over into the... I mean, that was
that's
her
the
big
difference
move.
Maker.
But that's one move, dude.
No, she also did up the love seat to 50-50. She was going faster than Sakura.
Yeah.
And I think the judges are trying to set a precedent for this year on Vans Park Series. Yes, they want to see technical tricks, but they want to see you go high, go far, and go fast. And Indiara went higher, further, and faster than Sakura. Sakura's tech tricks were better, but visibly just a little bit slower of a run to me.
A little bit slower, but I'll debate all day long that you can go and in one day figure out how to do a 50-50 off of the edge of something.
That thing was so gnarly.
It doesn't matter. That's like balls, okay?
Right.
You just have to go fast and slam a couple times. Backside nose blunt, backside revert, that's like months of trying to figure a trick out, and you've got to be super accurate, and the pop's got to be perfect. And for her to do it that, there was just.
Do you think it was,
it was close, maybe. I mean, but it was two different styles against each other. But I think Sakura took, like, she, to me, it was obvious that she won.
I think it's really hard to judge because And the same thing happened on the men's side as well, where it was tech versus kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and politely disagree with you. I think Indiara won just because I think her skateboarding was more raw. She did scarier tricks. But I like your point there. So we'll agree to disagree there. We won't fight. Let's not fight.
What about on the men's side?
Men's side of things. Pedro Barros. The Pedro Show. There was another guy. There was I think, four Pedros in the whole contest. Mm-hmm. This kid, Pedro Carvalho, who is kind of like the next Pedro. Little kid. Ripper. Remember that name. Pedro Quintas.
Yeah, Pedro Quintas is sick.
That dude is so good. I mean, I love how he skates. He almost kind of looks like a Vincent Alvarez mixed
with Pedro
Barros. He went
apeshit at the Dew Tour, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
See, I hadn't heard his name until...
He didn't make it, but, I mean, he went
bonkers.
Only,
I want to say, 18 or 17. Yeah. He's still young. Top three was Tristan Rennie, Luis Francisco, and Pedro Barros. We call it the Pedro Show because, especially in Brazil, the dude puts his, you know, like, as he's starting to roll in, the roar from the crowd.
Well,
deafening.
There, you're basically... The way that it kind of works, and I think in Brazil, is like Pedro won.
Yep.
Give us a reason not to give him first place.
Yeah.
And then it's everyone else's job to like convince the fans and the judges that Pedro didn't get first.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you look at his run, you look at Luis Francisco's run. Luis Francisco did flip his board more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we're talking power skating, high speed assault. What? Pedro blew it out of that park.
Pedro did the typical Pedro, like, it's this park can barely contain me.
Yeah, which I love to see. I love to watch.
What the fuck is going on with the judges and Alex Sorgente?
In what way?
In that he's getting shafted.
You think he's getting
I think he got shafted. I think he got a really low score for a pretty incredible run.
Yeah.
Capillarial nose pick, like, you know, like this. There was all kinds of stuff that happened back to back to back in his run.
Yeah.
And I kind of think like they did it to him at Dew Tour too. They kind of shafted him.
I didn't see his Dew Tour run or score. But again, I think it just goes back to what we're trying to do on Vance Park Series is bring kind of the danger, the balls to the wall, high speed element back to skating. And to me, Sorgente's tech tricks are so complex, so next level, that when you kind of put those runs back to back, you're like, oh my God, he's doing the hardest shit. And back to back tricks, trick, switch, you fake it, you know, it's just crazy to watch. But I think he had a bail at the end of a couple of runs, and I think there were almost like something that Park Series I know is trying to do is get people moving around the park.
Yeah, you
right?
Don't half pipe the bowl.
And a lot of Alex's tricks were not slid super far. They were like, you know, the cab nose pick, which is so crazy, but it's a kind of a stationary trick. Mm-hmm. So Tristan Rennie, I think, was the kind of the sleeper. He was.
Yeah,
Hamano Reynolds in the semis. He won qualifiers. He won semis, and I think he got sixth or seventh. He didn't make his run in the final.
He didn't get the 360 flip tail grip.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I kind of feel like some people are getting judged against themselves at this point because the judges have seen what they can bring.
I can see that.
And there's like not a lot of. There's not a lot of.
What?
Seymour. Yo.
What? Sorry, I was...
There's just not a lot of, you know...
You mean me a sandwich?
Not a lot of sandwich
making.
Yeah,
you mean a sandwich.
Sorry, I interrupted. You were about to say something really smart.
I was just going to say that. I think people... Like, sometimes people get judged against themselves, and that's not exactly fair, but it does happen.
Right. Did I mention that Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and the Folklore Project?
Thanks.
And I was there with Chris Pastris from the Folklore Project.
How'd it go?
Do you have any other comments, critiques, concerns regarding Vance Park Series? Well, Vance Park Series returns.
Now, where's next?
To the internet, to the television, to ThrasherMagazine.com, to VanceParkSeries.com. Montreal, Canada.
When is that one?
In like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. It's coming in hot.
Montreal.
Montreal rule.
How's your French?
Ooh, not that good.
Is it all. It's in Montreal?
It's in Montreal, Canada. And that's where, I mean, the Montreal crew is amazing.
Tabernacle.
I say amazing a lot, don't I?
Yeah, it's a crutch word.
It's a great word. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. They're great people. Bob LaSalle, you know, the whole crew down there is going to be awesome. We're excited to be there. It was Go Skateboarding Day. And how's I've got winners and losers.
Who's the winner?
Winners, Vancouver, Canada. They always come through, big numbers, great vibe, just overall radness.
You know, I didn't realize that Don Brown
invented it.
Invented Go Skateboard Day.
Yes, he
did.
Which
I think is amazing.
And I watched Don Brown's Instagram story over the weekend, right before Go Skate Day. Mm-hmm. It was basically him wanting to leave the office to go skate and go to bars, as Don Brown does.
Right.
And we love him for that. And I'm with you. How did you kind of visualize the beginning of Go Skate Day via Don Brown? Same?
Kind of. I don't know.
Can I try it?
Just freestyling down at the pier. Hey, you guys want to come for a freestyle? Yeah,
I made you
circle.
Hey, Todd, I made you a day. Let's go skateboarding day. Come in here. You want to hear the losers?
Yeah, go skateboarding I saw the day? Losers.
The dude. Losers on Go Skateboarding Day. The Colombian police.
Yeah, they lost.
I hope
out
they don't come
time.
For us. What happened was a bunch of skaters going down the side of a road in a bike lane, minding their own business, and these assholes in neon yellow come through and start running them over.
Were they confirmed to be police?
Yes.
And so the one dude smokes the one skateboard kid, comes in hot, and then everyone starts freaking out, and like all the skaters just like turn like a mad pack of wolves.
Well, yeah, if you haven't seen it, so you got the skaters along the side of the road. They're literally pushing down the side of the road. They didn't appear to be doing anything. Yeah, there's a lot
Many
of them, but not like a mob. It was a kind of an organized trail of them. So yeah, the Colombian police come up and start running them over, and I feel warranted. Skaters start throwing their skateboards and smashing the police with their skateboards.
Yeah, but
which I don't think is cool.
Was that a police officer that was? They were beating his bike, right?
Yeah,
they were. The police officers ran away, and
the guys in the yellow were police.
And the skaters destroyed the motorcycles. They're lucky they didn't get shot. If that was the U.S., like everyone would be dead.
Well, so, and the story kind of goes on, and luckily this is all being filmed, so that happened, and it appeared to be an unprovoked attack. And then as that procession started kind of going around the town, other stuff started happening. There was a video of one of these cops. They were like grabbing a skater, and this girl came up to tell him to stop. And the cop, who's wearing a helmet, a motorcycle helmet, just headbutts this chick, knocks her down.
So what happened to him?
So it's widely reported the police in Bogota are a little heavy-handed when it comes to dealing with people. So what we think is what I've read on the internet this morning is that the police are being prosecuted for that.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
And I
prosecuted through the court of public opinion?
No, through the police thing.
In Colombia?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be fair.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not planning a skate trip to Colombia anytime soon, but I've heard the Colombian skate scene is awesome. I know the dudes at the border have been there a bunch of times. Vern Laird from Bones.
David Gonzalez.
David, yeah.
He's the shit.
Vern Laird, who works for Vans Parks here as well as Bones Bearings, who's a great person to know.
Vern cut all his hair off.
He did cut his hair off. He told me a million times how epic Columbia is for skateboarding. So it's a bummer that Go Skateboarding Day went down like that in Colombia, but it looked like around the rest of the world, it was a good vibe. Every day is Go Skateboarding Day for us, Todd. We never get a day off. Have to skate.
True.
We're just born for it.
It's super true.
We just have to.
Everything you're saying now is fact.
Tyshawn Jones got his first pro shoe for Adidas. It's a cool looking shoe. The one that he was holding, Tyshawn, you know, the king of New York.
What do you think, Sody, minimums are for skate shoes these days?
Minimum, like...
Yeah, like what's your first check?
Oh, I mean,
do you think it's like
I would have no idea.
It's like it used to be
$10,000.
I don't know.
I bet Tyshawn makes. What I mean,
I'm just saying,
$25,000.
Like,
I don't know.
Back in the day, like your first shoe check was like $100,000 easy.
Well, what's the famous story about the D3?
Oh, Danny Mayer shoe?
No, Osiris D3.
Yeah, it's Dave Mayer's shoe. Danny Mayer's
Danny
shoe,
Montoya?
The D3.
DM. The D3 from Osiris, he was getting like millions of dollars off this shoe. And it's back.
Because of Fred Durst.
Dude, you know who Hilary Shanks is? She's a skater model. She had a...
Oh, wait. Isn't she the one that falls down? Like, she kind of skates in a bikini?
No. She always skates in, like, black stretch
jeans. Just completely random topic. Who's the girl from L.A.? She's
Skate Moss?
Yeah, is that...
She's kind of a fashionista skater. She actually... She skates good.
She kind of takes it to the pain.
Oh yeah, all those girls that are quote skater models, Skate Moss, Hilary Shanks, they rip and they slam. They like, slam more than I do or care to, and I have full respect for them.
Yeah, I mean it just seems like if you're gonna have a modeling career, that would be the first thing that your agent would say is like you're gonna cut out this skateboarding stuff.
You could Photoshop out scabs, not in real life, but in model life. On Instagram, there's a new filter
scab free
filter. She was skating in like new yeah.
Okay, so she's there are
active scab repair.
So does
side project.
So Osiris, wait, did Osiris ever go away?
No,
Osiris is still here.
I don't know about that.
So who's making D3s if Osiris is not around?
I'll show you all. Oh no, he's back on the gummy bears.
Chris, whenever Chris goes on these trips and he comes back, he brings all of his spare leftover travel candy into the studio and I eat it.
So the Hundreds have re-released a D3 designed by the original D3er and
Tony Magnuson?
No, that's a controversy. So yeah, Hilary Shanks is skating him. You should check it out. It's
interesting.
Cool.
Okay.
And also, did I mention Tyshawn Jones has a pro shoe for Adidas? They're cool. They're kind of like athletic meets skate shoe.
As they should be.
I'd rock them, but I won't because I'm rocking Vans. Adidas is doing rad stuff in skateboarding. By the way, they have been.
So, I mean, Adidas is one of the people that are
crushing,
leading the charge.
We have a bunch of homies that work for Adidas. And I want to say thank you to them for bringing a colossal graffiti and street art event called Beyond the Streets to New York City. 100,000 square feet of featured works, including Keith Haring, Jenny Holzer, Cleon Peterson, Craig Stesic, Shepard Fairey, Takashi Murakami, Nina Chanel, Abney, and more. 150 artists in North Williamsburg, Brooklyn, taking part in, I think for 3 months. It's Adidas's tribute to street culture, heavily influenced by skateboarding. It's called Beyond the Streets. So
That's
if you're
really
anywhere
cool.
near New York, which I'm going to be in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to call Hondo, see if we can get a report on that.
Let's go.
Did you hear about the new Welcome skateboard video that premiered last weekend?
Oh my gosh.
Weekend?
Yes, I did, and my favorite quote from the premiere Nora Vasconcelos had a video, and her mom is in the pit, kind of like standing there, like and Nora just puts, "Mom, why are you in the pit?" And then her friends come and take Nora's mom out of the pit, which was amazing. And they sold out a pretty big place called the Observatory in North Park, San Diego, with the premiere. It's called Seance.
I don't think it was in San Diego. I think it was in Santa Ana.
It was San Diego.
Santa Ana.
I made you a sandwich, Todd.
You made me a sandwich.
The least you can do is. Nora says.
Where was it?
You're right.
Santa Ana.
You're right.
Don't be a dumbass.
Still.
It's not.
Still. Yeah, still. Oh, I see a comment you put on Nora's page.
What
says,
it say?
Praise be.
Yeah, because I'm super into that show right now. We can talk about it later.
Okay, but congratulations. I'm excited to see that film, and I'm excited for Nora, who's always ripping. Friend of the show, huge fan of the Monday Mass. One of our only fans for sure. has invited us to her house.
Hasn't. But I talked to Nicole last weekend. Nicole said to come. You can come anytime. But Nora has convenient amnesia. We just need to go over there.
Show up.
Well, I think that's what everyone else.
Yeah, people love that when you just show up to their house to skate their ramp.
Mom, there's a couple old men in the yard. They want to skate.
Some grown-ups here asking for Nora. Yeah, so skate news. There's good news. There's bad news. The other good news is, we're going to Vans Park Series Montreal coming up quick. There's a bunch of good videos that just dropped on Thrasher Mag. What do we have? A girl video dropped from Australia. That's a must see. Jaws has a new video out.
Oh, man. How about?
Did you watch it?
How about the freaking crazy kickflip melon over that pyramid? That jaw, it's not a pyramid, it's like
I didn't see it yet.
There's a volcano, right?
Yeah.
And a skate park. I don't know what skate park it is.
Arizona, maybe?
Maybe someplace in Arizona. But it's like it's a legit, like a 6 foot high volcano.
Big, a big ass volcano.
And it's like, to go up and over the top of it, you got to pop up high. It's not like a distance one. It's like a pop high and full tranny finder on the other side of it. And Jaws does a freaking kickflip melon up and over it, but he like stalls in the air.
Scary. Jaws is gnarly. I saw NBD on Instagram by Matt Tomasello representing Fancy Lad Skateboards.
What?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, describe this trick.
So
there's a skateboard in front of him, horizontal, right? Like it's laying on the sidewalk in front of you.
What the fuck is that? He kind of like nollie shoves his board under to the other one.
That's what I'm saying. This is an indescribable skateboarding trick.
It's almost like he just kind of like...
It's a right under hippie jump.
It's a hippie jump under a...
Try to picture... If you haven't seen this on Instagram, follow...
What do you think the make... Like, what is the ratio? How many tries?
I think the fancy lad guys are probably more consistent than we would think.
Yeah, but still, though. That seems like it's like one of those... When they show the basket... You're throwing a basketball from halfway across the neighborhood and it goes in. You're like, oh, first time.
So basically, it's like a magic trick. The board's in front of him. He shoots the board he's riding underneath the existing board that's laying there. Jumps over. Gets back on his board. It's crazy. And it's... To me...
At the local skate parks around here, that could be a real... You could
crowd pleaser.
Yeah, you could. Well, you could just. It's a utilitarian move.
Well, I love that all he's using is two skateboards, and somehow he's invented a completely new trick that's never been done.
Mm.
And that's what I love about Fancy Lad. They're fancy lads, and I love.
While you were busy doing it, you didn't ask the question: should we be
right? Do you have any other skate news?
Probably.
Yeah, me too. But let's move on. This is kind of This is kind of snow/skate news brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. And this is a sad, crazy story.
What? I don't think I've heard this.
So there was a guy, mentally ill, a psychotic person from somewhere in Utah who went off his meds or something. Went on a crime spree that started off right here in San Diego. 5 robberies.
What?
This guy was on a crime spree. Made his way from San Diego to LA. He shot a cop on the way. He, at one point, was driving around in LA. There was a guy named Dmitry Kolstov. Have you ever heard that name?
No, never.
Dmitry Kolstov, who was a professional Russian skateboarder, snowboarder.
Okay.
He had some big finishes and some European events, some big air events, some super pipe events. So he was really influential in terms of building the scene in skate and snow in Russia.
Yeah.
He was randomly skating around with his friend in LA. This guy who was on this crime spree drove up out of nowhere and shot the dude. And so right now, Dmitry Kolstov's family is set up a GoFundMe to pay $15,000 it cost to get his remains flown back to Russia.
What?
It's the craziest story.
It's so nuts.
And you know, it's
this is recently?
This just happened. This happened over the last 2 weeks.
Jesus.
So the crime spree, which I saw, the dude looks normal. But you know, obviously another lunatic on the streets, another white guy on the streets with a gun.
Fucking falling down.
A terrorist driving around. He shot a cop and he shot this poor guy, Dmitry Kolstov, for nothing. So it's that sad news to report in the snowboarding world. You can go on GoFundMe, give him a couple bucks. It's the least we can do to just help the family just at least get the body back to Russia so they can give him a, you know, burial and everything. And this guy sounded super cool because he would help when, you know, Russian skaters, Russian snowboarders would come over to the U.S.
Wow.
He would help them, you know, find a place to stay, et cetera. I'm sure they do. I mean, I don't know if he was, you know, he wasn't like top pro, but
if you're like one of the dudes that facilitates
for sure,
like rail trips and like,
oh hey, yeah,
if you're coming over here, you got to hook up with Dmitry.
Well, he was the one, you know, he was one of the guys, one of the very few skaters in Moscow that was building their own parks, DIY scene. Oh, wow. You know, this guy sounded super rad.
Nutty.
So that's sad snow news.
Great. Thanks.
Sorry. In other snow news, I keep seeing videos.
No, people, it's not
of snowboarding.
It ain't over, dude. There, I got some homies, Sage Kotzenberg and Zach Haler, up at Mammoth right now with a whole bunch of other people. I mean, it's still like really fun there,
right?
And
not just like
Snowbird is still open.
It's not just novelty summer.
No,
slush.
It's like straight up real riding, you're riding park, and there's a ton of snow left, and there's, I mean, it's sunny there. We haven't seen the sun here in San Diego for, I feel like, since like May 1st.
It's free. It's really, it's legitimately cold outside.
Yeah, it's been shit house. We've had one morning of sunshine since May.
Ain't no sunshine.
I'm gonna do a trip to Temecula to go see the sun.
I just saw Joel Tudor's Instagram where he said, "I escaped June gloom."
Where'd he go?
He's in Hawaii.
Oh.
Where it's beautiful, it's blue.
I want to go somewhere.
Spring / summer in Hawaii. It's underrated.
I'm going to
place
Waco.
To go
though.
In summer.
I bet it's sunny in Waco.
Well, should we transition to surf news?
Yeah, sure. Well, snow news has been brought to you by NanoCrap and the
Drink
Water Rat Race comes up in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't need. Yes. You're telling me you're breaking news right here.
Those guys are all down in Mexico, so I don't know what they're doing to organize it.
Well, what do you have a slalom course with rails?
Yeah, this is like slalom.
Bank slalom.
Just go for a slalom.
they just have to put the poles in the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
like, how hard can
you
that
go
be?
Around the poles?
You just zoom.
Right?
Zoom down the hill.
Did you see? What? Can we just pause and go back to skateboarding real quick?
Yeah.
Did you see the blind skateboarder edit?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Okay. We gotta give this dude a shout.
Did he have vision at one point? Because it looks like he had vision at one point.
So his name is Justin Bishop. I just followed him. He is a blind skateboarder who just dropped a part on ThrasherMagazine.com, and he's skating with a what do you call that? A blind cane?
Yeah, like an awareness stick. What?
Dude.
But he does a frontside 360 over a frickin' spine. I just don't...
He's awling into banks.
Obviously, he had... I mean, maybe it's not so obvious, but I feel like he had sight at one point when he was skating.
Yeah.
Because he's got good pop. And maybe. His awareness of how much to pop over things. And I don't know his background. If someone knows his background, I don't know. DM me. Tell me. I'm sure I'll find out before you DM me. But it's super impressive.
Yeah.
So if you ever think that you've got
problems.
I mean, do you remember back in the day that like
Og?
Huh?
I don't know if I interrupted. No,
John Comer. Do you remember who John Comer was?
Yes, Comer.
John Comer skated for Powell. He had one leg. And that was like, holy shit, John Comer has one leg.
He's awesome.
And he can
skate. Still is.
But as far as like people being able to overcome disabilities in skateboarding over like the past 15 years,
yeah,
it's insane. Like, this isn't the first blind skater that's put out video. Like, there's, remember that one skater that Tony was skating with? He's blind and deaf.
Yeah.
And he was skating a mini. It's just like crazy.
Tony, on that kind of point, Tony dropped. We were after the park series ended. You know, it was Tony Hawk fever.
Sure.
Crowds chanting for him. He goes, he's been talking to this kid named Renan Procido, who is, he was confined to a wheelchair and, you know, heavily disabled, very little control over his arms and legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, but this kid, his lifelong dream was to skate. Since he was a baby, he wanted to skate. He had a chair designed for him by the @skate_anima crew. So SKATE_ANIMA. And I spell that out for you because.
Anemia?
Anima. It's a Brazilian skate company. Oh, okay. They built him this hybrid wheelchair thing where he's standing up and there's space under his feet to fit a skateboard. And so he has learned again, very little control over arms, legs, and stuff. He's learned to skate in this stand-up wheelchair.
Cool.
And he's always wanted to meet Tony Hawk. And I watched it. This is like behind the scenes. Tony Hawk met him, gave him his board, and it was just a rad moment. And, you know, obviously the kid who before was, you just saw him kind of back there and going, oh, that's right, this kid's trying to skate. He lit up. He meets Tony Hawk, and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on Tony Hawk's Instagram. It's just a rad, cool. Really cool moment.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that was a feel-good way to end.
Rad.
Back into skate news. Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Todd, what chemistry boards are you bringing to Stab High as you compete with the world's greatest aerialists in surfing?
I'm not competing at BS.
I heard you're in the contest.
I wish I was. You know what the best part about... Here, I'll get into that in a second. I'm just going to go through the chem thing.
What's the best part of it?
Well, you've got this create your chem
thing.
I think that's what it's called. Wait.
You do this every time.
I know, because I'm trying to figure out what the name of it is. Yeah, create my chem. I was right.
You say your chem.
So,
yeah, that's fine.
Surf News has been brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Yeah. Create your chem contest. Only a couple more days left to submit your designs.
Only a surfer knows the feeling.
Only a surfer.
An artist. Only an artist knows the feeling.
Some people would know the same feeling. Anyways, you can submit your ideas for a surfboard. Is there a surfboard that you've always wanted to make? You thought it was going to revolutionize the way that surfboards
are
made. You can send it in to Chemistry Surfboards before the 4th of July. And if it's a good one and it gets chosen, Jason Bennett will put that board in the line and shape you one.
I'm going to design a board with 3 fins.
Yes.
On it. But they're all on the nose. You gotta switch it up a little bit.
I'm gonna more fins than a...
Yeah.
A hot sauna.
Then Finnish sauna.
More fins in a Finnish sauna. So Surf News brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. What did you say? Oh, what am I bringing?
What board
to?
Are you bringing to?
I have my. Well, I remember last time we were there, I surfed my. Where did I surf my?
In
my
you were surfing in epoxy.
Yeah, I still. I'm. That's all I surf. I'm gonna just bring my.
That's all I surf, dude.
I'm gonna bring my.
Don't be an epoxy elitist.
Bring my freaking beer
board,
fridge.
Surfboard.
Beer fridge.
Okay.
But I do feel like last time, I think I wanted more of a bladey board. Did you feel like you wanted a bladey board last time?
No, my board was great. Why? What are you saying?
Was it a wider one? Like, what did you bring?
No, I brought a Slater Sci-Fi.
Like a real shortboard, kind of.
Yeah, proper good wave shortboard.
I felt like that like some of those waves are punchy enough that you didn't really need to bring something that was like...
No, and the water, you know, people think that fresh water would lack the buoyancy of salt water. I can't tell the difference.
There's enough urine in there to keep everyone...
No, there's not.
There will be after this stab high.
A lot of drinking and a lot of surfing. And
so
no
I'm going on Thursday.
You're going on to Stab High.
I'm going to Stab High.
They're making a big deal about this really cool commentary team.
The BSR Surf Resort in Waco, Texas. The contest is on Saturday.
Todd Richards.
I'm going.
Reynolds.
Some other dudes.
Von Blakey.
Dane Reynolds is going.
Who else?
I don't know. It's like all your favorites.
Not all my favorite commentators.
Eitan Osborne. Oh, you're talking about like commentators.
Real cool commentary team. They just been...
Why didn't they?
Just been broadcasting it. We got the best commentary team in the business. Must be nice. I can't do it anyway.
We're going, and it's
no, I'm actually, I can't do it anyway. I'm going to be.
Oh, the bro-am.
I volunteered my time for free, Todd.
Well, I pretty much did too.
To the Switchfoot bro-am and auction night. We're going to be raising money for charity, Todd. Yeah. You're going to be out there, you know, getting paid, talk about surfing. I'm going to be over here volunteering my time to raise money for charity
causes. Getting, I think I'm getting paid in waves.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We get to surf on Sunday morning.
I talked to Mason how he says he's going to drop in on you.
Great.
Who's going to... Okay, back to... So, yeah. You're going to Stab High.
Yep.
I'll be watching. Mm-hmm. While you're there, I'll be here in Encinitas. One of my favorite days of the year is Switchfoot Bro-Am. It's a contest where there's teams and you got to go...
Are you in it?
I don't know if I'm in it. I've always been in it, but I didn't think I was going to be here, so I'm out of it. So, I don't know. I think there's a Rob Machado Bro Jr. that's always fun.
That's cool. Oh, what about the, you know, this is something about the Stab High that's really cool is the Ladybird.
The Ladybirds, you've got the high jump, yep. The Nathan Fletcher bomb drop, what do they call it?
Yeah.
Drop in?
Ass drop.
But yeah, I'm excited about the Ladybirds. You've got that girl Sky, you've got
Sierra Kerr, Bellatrice Kenworthy.
Bella Kenworthy, yeah.
And who, there's one more. I forget what her name is.
I'm being jerks. Oh, she's arguably the best of the bunch. She's from Oceanside. She was at the ISA World Games last year. Her name starts with a C.
Sarah Christina Carey.
Navratilova.
Never.
No, I will find it right now. I'm going to go to Stab High.
But anyways.
No, we have to talk about her because she's so gnarly.
I'm kind of, I don't know. We had like the best experience you could ever.
Caitlin Simmers.
Okay, Caitlin Simmers.
Yes.
I was just going to say, we had the best experience you could possibly ever have at BSR.
Like,
I
don't, you and
there's
alone?
There's no way that we're ever going to top 2 hours in the pool by yourselves. Just
unless we go back and do 2 hours in the pool by ourselves. Because now we know how to surf it better.
But I'm really, like, all these people are going there, you know, that have never been there. Like, I can't wait. I'm like, eh. Is there going to be other people there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like when you go... to Bald Face, and then a week later, someone's like, "You want to go to Bear Mountain?"
You're like, "No." I'll tell you what though.
BSR.
I've been watching the BSR has surf cams on Surfline. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been watching like the BSR surf cams just for shits and giggles because it's freaking cloudy here and the waves are shitty and it's been absolute ass munch sandwich.
Yep.
So I've been watching the BSR cams, and. You know, the public sessions, they don't look that bad, dude. Like, if you went there,
you know what?
It doesn't look bad. Like, you're not waiting long at all for waves.
You never want to surf with pros anywhere.
No.
Because they're dicks.
Horrible.
And no matter how nice they are, they're really good at surfing. A, they're not going to fall. B, they paddle faster than you. And C, you know, that's their job. So they're trying to catch a bunch of waves to, quote unquote, practice.
Right.
And we're sitting out here trying to have fun. So, in theory... You want the public sessions.
Right.
Because 90% of the public is going to fall. They're not going to paddle as fast
as
us.
And you can get on the inside and zing, zang, zong.
Public, A. Public sessions from now on.
Twice as many
ways. That's like city sounds. Put the microphone outside.
You hear that?
We're in the city, yo.
Listen to that right there. Someone put their leash on their front foot.
It was Guillermo Hardy. That was a way back reference.
That might have been a drum circle gone raw over at Swami's.
So Todd, let's I'm gonna try to call you or something, or maybe you could use your phone recorder and record some interviews and stuff at Stab High for us.
Sure. Who do you want me to talk to?
I don't know. That never happens.
Bobby Martinez.
Bob Burnquist.
Bobby Martinez. I'm gonna commentate.
Is Bobby Martinez gonna be there? Yeah.
Me, Dane, Bobby Martinez.
He's a joyful person.
Bobby?
Yeah. Happy.
Is he?
I think he is.
I don't know.
I just think his persona on videos. I've been
sure
on a bunch of trips with Bobby. He's awesome.
Dude, I don't care. But this whole
thing. He likes to talk shit, which is fun.
Sweet. I think that.
Great commentary team, by the way.
It isn't really.
The best.
I don't think we're shooting for journalistic excellence.
So you guys have, there's a call out from Stubb saying that if you guys use any surf sports cliches, you get to put money in a. Jar.
In the jar.
Amplitude was one of them.
Something like that. There's Amplitude.
I threw that one in there.
Okay, so I've got a separate contest going down at the Stab High. I've got $100 in so far. Depending on how many margaritas I have, it could be up to $500. I want to see a legit tail grab on a surfboard.
Okay.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Oh, yes, it has.
When?
Matt Rockhold used to do them.
No, he did stalefish. He's never. I've never
tail grab.
Never seen proper tail grab on a surfboard. Okay, it's never been documented.
Can it be a Benihana?
If it's a Benihana, fucking great, dude. I don't care. You can do Benny. You can do an Ollie North. I don't give a shit. But I want you to be like splitting the fin, like giving the
like Spock.
Yeah,
style,
like Spock yeah. the fin in the back. I just think that would be so sick. You never see that. Like, stalefish just seems like a lot of effort to get your hand under there when the tail is just so eager to be in your hand.
If anyone out there has seen a photo or a video of a proper tail grab, send it
Fuck this. We had the planetary punt. You know, we promoted that, and those guys gave us some big props for helping out the planetary punt.
So you're putting in your own money?
Let's do the mass exodus. Let's get the mass. Let's do the Monday mass tail grab show off festival.
Oh, mass grab.
Oh, mass grab.
But if it's not on a Monday, it can just be ass grab.
Yeah, ass grab.
Okay.
We're going to do the hashtag. This is the hashtag ass grab. If
can we
you,
get in trouble for this?
Maybe. If you do a frontside tail grab on a surfboard, we would like you to film it.
Well, backside would be cool too.
Whatever. I don't care.
Proper tail. It has Proper to be tail on grab. The tail.
Not slap grab.
Grabbed
and grab. You can use pinched. You can use a quad. You can use a thruster. You can use a freaking bonzer. I don't give a rat's ass.
But as long as you're grabbing ass,
grab
in the way of tail.
Grab
on your
the
board.
Tail. Grab the fanny of that surfboard and then tag us in a video.
And you'll
either
do,
me or Chris gonna... or hashtag Monday ass.
And you got $100 for it.
More than that.
Really?
I might give him some nanotech CBD. Might give him a bag from our sponsor, OGO.
Wow.
I'm claiming
this is exclusive.
I'm claiming this is a contest that just was born out of my brain.
All right. Well, we're going to put that up in the notes of this podcast because we're so diligent.
How you like that?
Attention to detail.
I just want
to
see progression.
Todd puts his money where his damn mouth is.
So
he puts his mouth where his tail is.
So eat that sandwich.
You made me a sandwich?
What is this? I'm looking at your notes right here. Medina was bummed because he thought that he had an unfair matchup.
I'm not. Look, you're living in the future,
hey,
man.
Hey, that is shining to me right now.
Hey, you're living in the future.
All right, go.
We'll get there. Real quick. I don't know if you knew or not, but in 2024, the Olympic Games are going to be in Paris. Surfing will be there. It's official.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Paris?
Yeah.
When is the
2024 the Olympics are going to be in Paris?
No, 2024 the Olympics would be in
yeah, Paris.
No, 2024.
2020 is Tokyo.
2020 is Tokyo. So then 2024
Paris
would. Okay, so
I'm reading that thing.
All right, so 2022 will be China for winter. Okay, never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
Paris, but when is LA?
2028.
Really?
1984. Remember. Hey, remember when the Olympics were in LA in 1984?
Cool. So there's going to be surfing in Paris, and they're going to make a wave pool and yippity doo dah.
No, man, Hossiger.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's where they're climbing?
That's a long time from now. But that was his notes today. There was a big contest over the weekend.
China's got a
that
wave,
I missed.
China's got a wave pool.
FOMO.
Did you see that?
I saw it. It's kind of mushy.
Yeah, but they have one.
Yeah, and it's big.
I wonder if.
I bet they could. Turn up and make it tube.
Who is running the Chinese surf team?
It was
PT.
Our first surfing champion Pete Townend, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's involved still.
Huh.
Yeah, they had a wave pool. It's giant and it looked really fun.
That's how they're getting them ready.
Didn't quite look as good as Surf Ranch or BSR, in my opinion.
Well, if you're not burdened by environmental laws, you could probably make chopu pool.
There was a big surf contest this weekend
in
Sacaram, Brazil.
Who won the surf bout?
With 40,000 surf fans on the beach. And it looked amazing, and I missed it. I was supposed to be there. But you can't have your skate cake and eat your surf too, if that makes sense. The Oi Rio Pro kind of went off. The waves were big, messy at times, but then it was crazy perfect and scary at times. Something for everybody. Here's the breakdown, Todd. Let me break this down as professionally as I can. The Oireo Pro went down June 20th to the 24th. In the final, a hard-charging Jordy Smith was bested by a hometown hero, Felipe Toledo.
Watched it.
Felipe opened the final with a 9-something and did stuff.
I watched it. Did you watch it?
He did an alley-oop.
Did you watch it?
Yes, some of it. Most of it. He did a front five.
Jordy did a small alley-oop.
Jordy did an alley-oop. Oh, Toledo had that good front five in the
semis. He did a barrel.
He did a barrel five.
He did a barrel and then came out. He did the barrel and then came out and did the whippy. Whip, snap, spin around.
I know this has been said. It was said ad nauseum on the webcast. It was said on Instagram. I've said it a million times. But I tell you, surf fans in Brazil are the best. I would say Brazil and Portugal have the best surf fans because...
The passion.
They pay attention to what's happening in the water. And they don't just cheer for Brazilian surfers or skaters or whatever. They cheer for everything that's good that's happening.
We never had Brazilian fans in snowboarding. No. I mean, I'm sure there are, but we never...
Was there any Brazilian snowboarding
pros? Yeah, I had a couple friends that lived at Snow Summit. These Brazilian guys, they were rad. Super fun to go snowboarding with.
Because there's a bazillion Brazilian pro surfers.
True day.
And they ripped all weekend. But yeah, Felipe got the win. We don't really have to tell you guys a lot about it because you probably saw it all unfold in front of your own eyes.
Felipe is so flipping good. I think you would have been. He's another one. It was a Brazilian weekend of action sports.
It was. Yeah, you had three big Brazilian winners: Pedro Barros, Indiar Aspen Skate, and then Felipe Toledo getting the win. And
who do you think is bigger in Brazil? Do you think it's Felipe or Gabriel Medina?
Oh, Medina.
You think so?
Oh yeah, because Felipe moved to San Clemente, which he's still obviously 100% Brazilian, but Gabriel's like in the zone.
He lives in Brazil.
And Gabriel is the reaction that Gabriel gets on the beach whenever he walks out is out of control. Hmm. It's well beyond Slater mania at its peak.
Really?
On the beach in Sacramento for sure. But then, you know, Slater mania got it. John gets it. They all get the accolades from the fans.
See, it must feel so good to have like a whole like city stops what they're doing, comes down to the beach, watches the contest, pays attention to the contest.
Yeah, if you do a good turn, they cheer.
Yeah.
If you do an error, they cheer.
Must be just like energizing.
Must be nice. One thing of note, I've never seen a tour stop go down to where every single surfer on the championship tour, men's and women's, all posted a big thank you, just heaping the praise on Brazil and the surf fans. This is a spot that has forever been globally panned. Like, oh, why is there a contest in Brazil? The waves aren't good in Brazil. They had some of the best waves we've seen on tour this year.
So true.
And
past couple years, actually.
Yeah, last year was perfect.
There was a couple years ago that I remember they were arguing that it was like a closeout, one turn closeout comp.
Yeah,
that was
like
4 years ago.
The wave in Rio isn't as good as the wave in Sacarema. Sacarema, you have a left point and then that grinding right barrel. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the best tour stops. It will be a tour stop for as long as pro surfing exists because they got the fans. You know, awesome.
You know, Brazil makes way more sense to me than Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah. It makes more sense than most places on tour because just all you have to is look at the beach.
Yeah.
Look at the 40,000 people on the beach cheering for surfing.
Do you think
you see how much sense it makes?
That crowd is bigger than the Huntington crowd?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find that hard to imagine.
Well, the one year where there was Modest Mouse played was probably equal to the crowd on the beach in Brazil.
Mm.
That's Sacarema. But
God, that was terrifying.
But there's a lot of accidental tourists on the beach for that event, for even the Pipe Masters, you know, for big surfing events. A lot of times in America, you'll just have people there to be there, and that's mm-hmm. great. But in Brazil, they're there for the surf contest. And it was the same for the skate event, too. So everybody was just singing the praises of Brazil. There was, and I don't know the full story on this, but I heard. And I read that Gabriel Medina was complaining a little bit about the fairness of his matchup versus who he'd go up against, Jordy Smith.
I don't know. I didn't see that part.
It was like a it was unfair that they were surfing the right.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Something like that.
What the hell, dude? Like,
where I'm going to Google Medina complaint.
Where is he getting his, like, who's influencing him on what he complains about? I think he needs to have a...
I'm Googling Medina
complaining coach.
And there's just nothing. But my favorite response when people start arguing on Instagram or on message boards about Brazil and fairness.
Yeah.
And when people whinge that their surfer lost to a Brazilian, the best response that ever gets put up, and it happens a lot, is when they say, cry is free.
What does that mean?
It means, like, it's free to cry about
is,
it.
Cry is free.
Cry is free. And I think it works both ways. So, like, if let's say you missed a wave and you're out in the water and you're, like, slapping the water and cussing and bummed, I could paddle by and say, cry is free. Or if I'm a tough guy and I drop in on you and you say something, I can turn around and go, cry is free.
That's amazing.
It's the best.
That's really good.
It's the best new term, and I want to hashtag. I wish our hashtags would go viral, like Jimmy Fallon's. So hashtag cry is free.
Cry is free.
And that's the whole theme to this podcast today. The Monday Mass, where cry is free.
Cry is free.
Cry is free. So Sally Fitzgibbons took Carissa Moore out in the finals for the women. Now Sally Fitzgibbons is wearing the Jeep yellow jersey.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. I'm really cheering for Sally because of this story that I heard about her at the Honolulu Bay event last year or the year before. She was second in the world. She needed to get through one heat. I think she was going up against a wild card. She lost that. If she would have made that heat, she would have won the title.
Ugh.
She lost the heat, and usually you can take a jet ski to the beach and walk up the bluff. It takes a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Or you can walk around the bay, which takes an hour.
She
walked around the bay in her jersey, 45 minutes, hour long, just on the side of the road, walking by herself.
You know, that's where I got married. In Honolulu Bay.
On the side of the road?
On surfboards.
Come on.
I'm totally serious.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Just my wife and I and someone to...
Sick invite.
Wasn't meant for
Thanks a lot, Todd.
I mean, there was a lot of Japanese tourists there.
I get it.
Just telling you. This is my Honolulu Bay fun story.
I made you a sandwich and you didn't even invite me to your wedding in Honolulu Bay.
You made me a sandwich?
So, I made you a sandwich. So, I'm cheering for Sally. I'd love to see her win a title.
Yes, Sal.
Although, Stephanie Gilmore is really good.
Steph's going to be at the Waco Wave Pool on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, her and Coco and Mark McMorris and Craig McMorris are going to be there.
I heard that there's the best commentary team ever put together going to be there.
Cry is free.
Cry is free. The men's ranking are as follows. Well, the big news also.
Yeah, what's up with John?
We don't have specifics, but if you saw the video and his explanation.
I feel like we should call Brandon Wasserman at some point and get.
Oh, no. We can't.
Why?
Because I think there's too much at stake right now.
Oh, he wouldn't give us the real.
No.
But we could talk Star Wars.
No. But we could talk Star Wars. You could make him a sandwich.
What do you got? Are these your nuts?
Those are tamari almonds.
Oh, tamari.
So John was pulling out of a wave,
Tamari.
And he was saying he was kind of like pulling out and couldn't decide whether to do a turn or to pull out. And he started to pull out. The wave hit him with a weird thing. It fricked his knee up. And that's all. You cannot speculate when you're talking about
pulling out
a professional at that level.
Oh,
he's hurt. That's all we know. We'll see what happens. There was also an update on Sonny Garcia. Oh, hold on. Let me get... So right now, John Florence is still in the lead. Kolohe second. Felipe third.
How close is it?
It's getting pretty damn close.
Mom.
Word is, as of now, John will surf J-Bay, which is the next event. But
okay. We
don't know for a fact. So we're not saying
he
shit.
Just wobbed his knee a little bit.
Right.
He was walking at the beach. I mean, that was definitely a positive sign that he wasn't limping up the beach.
I got to give it to the camera guys for WSL. They had like a shot of his legs.
A lock off on his leg.
His knee, and it was pretty gnarly looking. It was like an apple, like a size of an orange on his kneecap. Other notable finishes, Kelly Slater is in seventh place. Medina's in eighth.
It's a slow climb. You're building a house.
It's a marathon, man. Yeah. Oh, what? You said building a house? If you say that at Stab High, you're going to have to put money in the swear jar.
Try cry.
Cry is free.
Cry is free.
I'll see you at Stab. No,
see you at the Stab Comp.
Another Stab contest. Or not. Oh, I don't want to brush by this because this is big. This is serious. Sonny Garcia, there's an update on his condition. He's breathing on his own, and he's getting stronger every day.
Cool.
I know it's brief, but that's what we have for now. Sonny Garcia is breathing on his own and getting stronger every day. That was posted by his daughter on Instagram. So get well, Sonny.
Wow.
You're a badass. In other event news, there was another contest that gave me some FOMO.
I'm curious about this.
About what?
Okay, so the Los Cabos Open of Surf.
Yes. I can answer any question you
have. Okay, I know, because you're part of this thing. So was that this year's Los Cabos Open of Surf? I don't understand.
Yes. Okay, long story short, the Los Cabos Open of Surf, which is generally a six-star women's event and a pro junior men's and women's, mm-hmm. is funded mostly by Cabo Tourism.
Sure.
Which is a part of Mexico Tourism. So these tourism boards, they have a certain budget, and then that budget is matched by the Mexico Tourism. So the Cabo Tourism budget, or Mexico Tourism, the new president, something, it took overall country tourism away. So it was just Cabo Tourism. That's a pile of money that's put in by taxes of hotel rooms. It's how tourism boards work. So they had a budget. They had basically their budget slashed in half for the Los Cabos Open of Surf.
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, it's definitely Trump's fault. That being said, they didn't want to scale down the traditional surf event to a point to where it just wasn't cool.
Right.
So the Soft Top Soiree, a.k.a. the Los Cabos Open of Surf, is going this year served as kind of a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
It was WSL. It's a WSL specialty event, sanctioned and everything. So they get to keep that time frame of the year for potentially running that event next year. So it was a placeholder. They had a Soft Top Exposition surf contest, models, DJs, good vibes.
And it was at Monuments.
It was at the Cape Hotel, which is
beautiful.
Incredible.
Beautiful.
I mean, what a weekend. You've got a bunch of models from Newmark Models. Stab was there. Some great pro surfers. Josh Kerr, Mitch Colburn, Anastasia Ashley, Johnny Corzo.
Rob Machago.
Ana Laura from Cabo, or from Mexico. Machado was there. And one of my...
Who?
But
Gary?
No.
Peter.
You make your sandwich?
Paul.
No.
Sam. Scott.
So Greg, they were all Don, riding
Frank, Jim,
soft
Joe.
Tops, right? You saw it?
Yeah, I watched it.
They're all riding soft tops. Yeah. And it looks super fun.
Josh Kerr took the win.
How did he take the win there?
Because Josh can just ride anything. That's pretty much his deal. They just came straight back from, they were in Indo for like ever.
So that was his training.
Yeah. And I come back and just straight into another vacation down in Cabo, Soft Top Soiree. And now he's going to go this week on Thursday to BSR with Sierra.
Blair Conklin was the name I was looking for.
He
is one of my favorite surfers. And just because, surf, skim, Blair Conklin rules. But Josh Kerr got the win at the end of the day against
Mitch. You know what Colbert. I've just discovered, and I love it, and I don't know why I haven't been following it, is that Beefs TV.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Beefs Official.
Beefs Official is...
You saw the first ever hippie jump on a surfboard from Kalani Robb.
Yes, Kalani Robb did that. That's great that we segued into this, but I've been like going deep into the Beefs Official video vault on YouTube.
Yes.
There's just so much good stuff, and like the skimming is out of hand.
Yeah, that's a skimming
it's
site.
It's so sick.
They're skimboarders and they rule.
And then occasional Kalani Robb.
Skimboarder, let me see what their bio says. Weekly videos, but
it's
a lot
really
of skimming,
good.
Soft topping.
A lot of the wedge. And,
wedge, yeah, bodyboarding.
It's super fun to watch.
Agreed.
What is it? It's Beefs Official?
Beefs_official.
It's awesome.
You like beef? So it's official. You like beef.
You love beef.
Congratulations to Kersey.
What else?
So hopefully next year the traditional Los Cabos
Open.
Can't
wait. Maybe someday I'll do it.
Hopefully. I've tried to get you to do it before.
I know, but it's always kind of fallen in
peer pressure.
Fallen in some weird stuff.
If you want more surf news, go to WSL Surf Breaks on WSL's Instagram page.
When do you have to go and do it?
I did it this morning before I got here. From right here office. Yeah.
Is that going to be new? You don't have to go up there?
I'm going up there tomorrow.
Okay.
So I kind of go back and forth.
God, that's a gnarly. I mean, it's kind of gnarly.
I was doing reports from Sao Paulo. So I did the skate event, and then I ran up the hill, and I filmed myself doing...
Here I am in Brazil.
Yeah. See? I'm in Brazil.
See, look.
Not that Brazil.
Look, a monkey. Are there monkeys in Brazil?
There are monkeys in Brazil.
You ever been to the Amazon?
I was in Florianopolis.
How far is the Amazon from Florianopolis?
It's not far. The Amazon is a vast part of Brazil. In Florianopolis, the Posada, we call them the Posada. It's where you stay. It's like a hotel.
Mm.
There was these tiny monkeys that lived there, and you feed them bananas.
Finger monkeys?
They're, I don't know, the size of a
pocket monkey,
small dog.
Backpack monkeys.
A chihuahua. Chihuahua size.
Just little monkeys.
Yeah, pocket monkeys.
I like monkeys.
Surf News brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Hold that thought. Are you ready? Because we're going to drop into Nerd News here.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea.
Still hold on to the thought about monkeys. Keep going.
Okay. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. It's the best. They know that. We know that. Everybody that goes there knows that. Some notable people that also are Panikin Coffee and Tea enthusiasts. Steve Caballero. Mike McGill. Tony Hawk. Todd Richards.
Kevin Staub.
Justin Cote.
All kinds.
All kinds of people.
Coffee for everyone.
We love Panikin Coffee and Tea.
You ready for the rest of this information?
Yes.
Listen to this. So this kind of goes back to that Joe Rogan podcast that you don't want to talk about.
No, I'll talk about it. I'm not anti-alien.
I'm just saying, okay, this is more fascinating to me. That they've said that the primate world...
Okay.
There's scientists that say the primate world has entered their stone age now. Like, they're starting to use tools. Like,
now this I like.
Okay, so this is crazy though. Like, you think about the evolution of like when we went into the Stone Age. So the primates, you know, they're following a similar evolutionary track.
Okay.
You know?
Yep, I'm listening.
I just thought that was fascinating.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that was.
That they're entering their Stone Age now.
So we're witnessing actual evolution.
Right,
happening,
but it's being influenced by
humans
because the orangutans and some gorillas and chimpanzees are imitating what humans do, like fishing with spears,
looking at their phones,
you know, like Instagram.
Fuck, they're influencing. We're influencing. Great, the human race is influencing primates.
It's gorillagram.
And meanwhile, the human race is getting stupider by the day.
Chimpstagram.
Yeah. It's called de-evolution.
Orangutan.
AKA Devo.
Stop me anytime.
Google it. Stop it. I finished the final season.
Goddamn dirty apes.
Veep.
Boring as fuck.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
There's nothing.
So funny.
There's nothing in Veep.
Veep is the best.
That would keep me coming back.
I loved Veep, and I watched the whole final episode of The Flight Home from Brazil. It's awesome.
Did you start watching Handmaid's Tale yet?
No.
Okay, so I'm caught up now.
Okay.
You need to get on this fucking train, Chris.
I've heard it's real creepy.
It's awesome.
Okay.
I mean, it's got a little bit of a rapey vibe, but...
Which you like.
But, you know, it's enough. It's like family rape.
You're really selling the show.
Yeah. Well,
it's
not...
a great show, dude. It's creepy and rapey. You're going to love it. What kind of person do you think I am?
You liked Game of Thrones.
That's true.
There's
and
no...
I'm rewatching the whole Game of Thrones.
There's no incest.
Oh, why...
But
it's
got the rape everyone's come to expect.
From me. What do I got?
It's got the rapey vibe that everyone comes to love. Anyway,
no incestuous.
What
rape.
I'm saying is that it's a really good show.
Okay.
It took me forever to get
and
on
it's,
board.
This is current.
This is current.
This is happening now.
Season 3 is happening, and the best thing about it is like each season is like 13 episodes. So it's not like Game of Thrones where you get like 5 episodes and it's over.
Yeah.
This is like a solid. Delivering
are
of
they
episodes.
Is it exciting?
Yes, very.
There's action.
There's a real pillow biting moment every
oh
episode.
Well, okay, now you got me back. I think Tony Hawk put it on his Instagram, and then I started doing some research. There's a new movie coming out from Eric Andre, who is out of control, and the movie is called bad trip, and it to me it looks like it's like Jackass style public pranks next level. It's half, it's a quarter acting, and then the rest of it is these
kind of like Bad Grandpa
stunts, pranks, and it looks insane.
Isn't that like, that's like Bad Grandpa? Like,
exactly, yeah, yeah. In that vein, but it looks. If go to Bad Trip the movie on Instagram, you're gonna freak. Okay, don't look at the screen, Todd.
Why?
I've got a quiz for you.
Here you go. I'm looking over here.
Today is Ian Glenn's birthday. Do you know who Ian Glenn is?
Ian Glenn.
He's an actor. He's an actor, and on the show you love the show he's on, or he was on. He's dead on the show. He is 58.
Game of Thrones?
Yes.
He plays...
he's dead.
58? Jorah McDermott?
Yes, yeah. You got it. Happy birthday, Ian Glenn, a.k.a. Jorah from Game of Thrones.
He had a...
great death.
Great death.
Todd, the biggest news that I have to report is that I got a new song coming out soon.
You do?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a... I actually dropped the...
Do you want to go see Spider-Man with me next week?
Yeah. Should we bring the kids?
No.
I dropped the preview on it on...
How'd it go?
On Going Deep with Chad and JT.
Oh, I still haven't listened to that yet.
Do you want me to play a little snippet for you?
So we're done with this? Now people are going to... Why don't you play us out with that?
I'm going to play you out with it. That's been Monday Mass, Chris Cote and Todd Richards.
Wait, we're done now? I feel like I had more to say.
What do you want to talk about?
Are you sure this isn't that 80s song?
This is all me. Except I play everything except for saxophone.
Talk is cheap, drugs aren't expensive. That's what we say when we're high.
Right? You play saxophone?
No, I played everything but the saxophone.
Wow.
Like your rock music, as soft as your t-shirt. Your dress is half open. Your body is sticking to the inside.
I'm gonna give you one more sax hit, and then I'm gonna leave you.
Well, we have to take our maybe a test, if so I'm failing. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. That is a panty dropper.
We have a visible... No, we don't have to end it on that, but that's just a snippet of my new song coming
out. The beginning of it sounds like... the song at the end of Napoleon Dynamite where they're playing tetherball. Oh wait, oh. What the fuck is the name of that song?
Thou Shall Not Kill. That's from the Lost Boys. Yeah, that's my
wait,
my
what
new
is the name of the song?
Track. Dropping soon.
Keep talking. Talk about your track.
Well, I have questions.
What?
I got questions that people ask. Is what I'm saying. You want some of that? That's coming out on Spotify, iTunes, and all that stuff.
When?
So, soon.
Like how soon?
Soon. Here's a question.
Go ahead.
This is from Rhino858. He says, great job this weekend at Park Series. Question on the finals. After watching Chris Russell struggle, is it possible that his aggressive style isn't conducive to skating in this kind of contest? No. His style of skating is perfect for that contest. He just on his first trick five times in a row.
It's been a while for him to get back.
Yeah, he was injured. He ripped in qualifiers. The muscle is back. And he just didn't have a good finals. But he was ripping. And that's, yes. Thank you for your question, Rhino. Yes, that's exactly the kind of skateboarding we want to see on Vans Park Series.
I think
Chris Russell style skateboarding.
Chris is definitely, I mean, he's a skater.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a criteria that the judges are kind of like looking for now. And I think Chris just kind of completely 100% goes against that.
See,
he does whatever the hell he wants.
But I think if he can put a run together, he can get top three.
I think so, too.
And he's the loudest skateboarder. Not only is he grunting, but he's forever young.
I feel like you have some of this vibe in your new
definitely
song.
Well, what I was going for in that song is a kind of a bridge between sophistopop 80s
Did
and
you
yacht
say
rock
fistopop
sophisticated pop music.
Okay.
And it by no means will be popular. Let me just tell you that. But it's an attempt at sophistication. It's coming soon. More on that to come.
What other questions?
I got a question from Maya Motorayan. Maya Motorayan says, what is the average weight of a liger? Do you know?
A liger?
A liger is a lion and tiger hybrid.
The average weight of a liger?
Somewhere, I would venture to say somewhere between 400 and 500 pounds.
Well, considering that they're bred for their expertise in magic.
I would say between, I'm going to say between 300 and 500 pounds. Male ligers being the bigger of the two.
Pretty much my favorite animal.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny that we were just talking about Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, thank you.
Just dropped a liger on us.
Maya Motorayan.
I have a question. Question.
What's your question?
D. Havas says, hey, can you guys talk about how it's still okay to call airs aerials and surfing and how horrible that sounds?
Good question.
How horrible it sounds if you know snowboarding at all. This needs to change. I agree.
It's an aerial maneuver.
It's not. It's an air. Airtime.
Well,
aerials. Aerials sounds like freestyle skiing, or I don't know. Are you gonna go watch the aerials? Isn't airs? I mean, aren't we past aerials? Like, is it like ironic? You say aerials ironically?
I don't know. I hear aerial maneuver every once in a while, which doesn't really bother me that much. I think people just, you know. I'm trying to think of it in a sentence where somebody would say aerials, like, oh, John Florence is really good at aerials.
Pots.
Yeah, but I don't find it offensive.
I don't either. I think it's, you know, it's more, I'm more offended by people not knowing what the hell they're doing and just, and using aerials as a placeholder when you could easily say
540.
Yeah.
360.
Or frontside grab or lean air or whatever, yeah. You know, like that's, that bugs me more.
What about the term above the lip surfing?
That's stupid.
It's kind of weird.
Above the lip surfing.
Isn't
just sky surfing at that point?
Sky surfing. Hashtag sky surfing. Cry is free.
Once you leave the lip, it's really just sky surfing.
That's, you're going to stab sky surfing contest.
Booyah.
Again, I think above the lip surfing, aerial surfing, aerials. Those don't really bother me that much. The phrase full rote gets my goat for no real reason.
Full scrote. It's nerdy. All rotations are full rotations because that's, you know what I mean? Like, you never did a half rotation.
A 180?
Full rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking,
you know, this
stupid.
Is just... You're gonna really cop it this weekend when you start. Using
I don't care. I you
proper
know,
terminology.
I know how to like. I know how to weave in and around that. I know how to not go near it.
You know how to work both ends. Of
I just
it,
don't
if
even
you
want.
Know
like,
what I mean.
Sometimes this is exhausting to even get into that.
Yeah.
You can call it.
But you're gonna say 540s.
Yeah. If someone does one.
Good.
If someone fucking drops
it's
a
not
shoulder.
It's not a fight.
Could be.
What if somebody punches you? They're like, why'd you punch me? You're like, you said 540. You're like, that's not a good reason to punch somebody. I hope that Ian Crane does his stale 360.
Yeah.
That trick's awesome.
Cranial.
I got more questions.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you got more than I did.
This question just came in on Twitter.
Okay.
And
go for it.
This is actually a pretty... interesting question. This is by Jen Wang. I noticed this year that skate brands have had a lot of pride related merch, but the openly gay skaters as remain the familiar faces, Lakey Baker, Alexis Sablone, Brian Anderson, etc. I'm curious as to what you and Todd think could be the reason for this. I'm not sure about a local level, but are there LGBT skate meetups? And the answer, in my opinion, to that question is there's been more visibility for LGBT skateboarders than ever. And while there's not, you know, you're not seeing a million, you know, I'm excited about where we are right now in the LGBT world within skateboarding.
Anything goes. Who cares? Why are you even fucking talking about it? That's the thing. It's like,
because it's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month, but yeah. It's just, you know.
And we should be talking about it. There shouldn't be just one month. I mean, unfortunately, we have to have a Pride Month, which draws, you know, shows awareness, celebrates.
The way that I
hopefully
look at it,
it's just going to be.
I just think it's like
Pride year.
You know,
I wore a Pride pin the whole time on air Vance Park series, and I've been wearing one all month.
What's that old? I forget what comedian was. Maybe Jim Jeffries, who's like, look, who gives a shit if two people want to get married and be miserable? Why should we have that only be for people?
I like that, but I think the question is, why aren't we seeing more? My answer would be, we are in the best place we've ever been in terms of LGBT celebration, joy, acceptance in skateboarding. We're talking across the board with events, with acceptance. So I think we're in an awesome place. Of course, we can always get better, but I like that question because, you know me, I'm all about it. Celebrate it, support it. And I think the LGBT conversation should just be open. And there are, whatever town you are in, thankfully now in skateboarding, there's probably a group or a place that you can go as a skater, as an LGBT skater, where you can find a group of like-minded support crew.
I think the skate parks have become like a safe space.
At this point.
And I'm not speaking from any kind of experience, but I feel like it's a place where you can go, and it's not like it used to be where you go there and you get judged by, like, you're not wearing
by the
right
fashion
shit. Yeah, you know, it's just like, who cares? You just go there and you rip, and it's moms and it's dads and it's little kids and it's all genders, and no one cares.
And hopefully when we go there, we're super early in the morning and by ourselves.
Well, the only people that get judged are us.
Yeah, by each other.
By each other.
Yeah, and that's fine. So great questions from all of you. Thank you so much for those.
This just in.
Yes.
The 2026 Winter Olympics will be held in northern Italy. Thank God.
Oh, can I go?
I'm hyped. I thought, you know, for sure that we were going to see someplace. I mean, like China, South Korea, the last one. The next one will be in China. And I wasn't really stoked to go along that route of like, it doesn't even need to snow where we have the Olympics. We'll just make the snow. And it's good. It feels good to know the Olympics will be back in the mountains.
Yeah.
Northern Italy is amazing. Torino, I was there in 2006. I will get fat. I will gain.
Italy is the best.
I will gain 10 pounds.
Italy is.
And the snowboarding there is amazing. So fully, selfishly, I will have a good time there.
Yeah.
If I'm still.
And on that note.
Is it sunny yet?
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. No, it's windy now, too. Overcast and windy. So you're doing the right thing by listening to this entire podcast. We want to thank all. Whoa, I spiked there.
What?
I got excited about our sponsors. OGIO, NanoCraft, Active Skin Repair, Wave Soda, Panicking Coffee and Tea, The Folklore Project, and Quincy Woodwrights, as well as youonline.com, Todd.
And if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, feel free to
And Chemistry Surfboards.
And Chemistry Surfboards.
Yep.
But, you know, we're always looking for more sponsors.
If you have a product that we can get behind.
Yeah, and, you know, you just want to, like, you know, sponsor the podcast. We'll squeeze you in. We'll shoehorn
and
you in there.
If, you know what? If you need a reference, you can ask any of those other sponsors how much we've done for them. And we've pretty much changed the game of all of their businesses. We've double-handedly.
We still haven't skated.
With four hands, we've made the biggest difference these businesses have ever seen in their lives.
We still haven't skated the new spine at the YMCA yet.
I have.
You did?
A couple times.
Oh, when you went to pick up your kids from skate camp.
Ask them about it.
When are you going? I want to go skate. I don't have any friends.
Dude, I'm sitting right here, and I made you a sandwich.
You made me a sandwich?
Yeah. It's in here.
You made me a sandwich?
Yeah. Can I try it?
Take a fucking bite, man.
I love you, Todd.
Bye. We'll see you guys next week on The Muppet Show.
Yep.